Representatives from transportation, law enforcement, fire department, and other city offices showcased Tampa's preparedness for the upcoming convention. The number of law enforcement personnel gave the impression that this was a dress rehearsal. Buckhorn said thorough preparation allows the city to manage the unexpected.
You know, we're preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. We assume that those that choose to come here to express themselves will behave accordingly. And if they choose not to, then we're going to deal with them.
Citizens and advocacy groups have voiced their concerns about the ability for protesters to fully express their First Amendment rights. The law enforcement agencies have been listening. Police Chief Jane Castor says a deeper understanding of the First Amendment benefits law enforcement and citizens.
Well, police officers, obviously, we deal with First Amendment issues every day. But this is on a much larger, grander scale. And we just wanted to ensure that every officer coming to work fully understands the First Amendment and exactly what is allowed out there on the street.
The majority of questions posed to the mayor and other government officials dealt with logistical issues like garbage pickup and road closures. Mary McColgan, who lives on South Nebraska Avenue, found out through her landlord that she and her neighbors are effectively under house arrest for the week of the convention. Her home is along the parade route and is across the street from the area designated for protesters. She said the road closure has a negative impact on her neighbors and her family.
Either a prisoner at home or I can't even get access to my own home. You can't. Again, I said there's elderly living there. There's a disabled veteran living there. They take public transportation. They took the bus stop away that they have to walk up to Kennedy to get a bus. They do their food shopping. It's not just me. It's my son's a full-time student. He needs to go to school. He loses his rent. He's late 3 days. He loses his rent to go to school. That's why I came down to him. Just so my son can go to school.
There are two more scheduled town hall meetings to discuss the impact of the Republican National Convention. Tonight's meeting is from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the Tampa campus of Stetson University College of Law, and tomorrow at the same time at Kate Jackson Community Center in Hyde Park. You can learn more at rnc.wmnf.org. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Tampa.